On the KWBG News Public Affairs Program, tuned in today, Mike Cilotti from Boone County Planning Development, Health and Sanitation joins us on the phone today. Mike, thanks for taking time to visit.
Indeed, Jim. Good morning, and good morning, everyone.
Our program today, we could talk about a lot of different things, but we're going to talk about the health and sanitation side in particular, because this is Radon Awareness Month. And again, Mike, as we've said so many times before, if you could see it, if you could smell it, it wouldn't be as big of an issue as it. Well, it would be a big issue. Iowa is one of the, I'm sorry, but we're like number one when it comes to issues with radon.
Right. Yeah. Every county in Iowa is at the highest risk level in Iowa. And in Boone County, we are more than twice the recommended action limit where they recommend that you fix your home. So our tests over the years have put us in the around the 8 to 9 range picocuries per liter. And so it's out there, and the only way to know is to test. And that's the theme for Radon Action Month from the EPA, is to test your nest. That's this year's theme.
Test your nest. I like that.
So, yep,
I was going to say, several years ago, and this has always been something public health has known about. And again, we've known it through the EPA and stuff like that, that, you know, we've always had a high attention to radon awareness. But some people, you just don't smell it. You don't see it. It's not an issue.
Odorless, tasteless, colorless. Yeah. So it's invisible. And, you know, the EPA has a fantastic website. Nobody disagrees that radon isn't hazardous. And sadly, over the years, in the last 10 or 15 years, the attention to radon has waned quite a bit. We used to be we used to have all kinds of grant money. There was a lot of attention to it in the state. Well, nothing has changed except the grant money. The radon is still here. The levels are still here. And it's still just as important. And what the EPA says is even up to or over 21,000 deaths in the United States per year attributable to radon.
I think one thing that the studies have indicated, and we know people, that right now it's probably, I'm going to say what, number two lung cancer, cause of lung cancer?
Right behind smoking, yep, that is a fact. And the thing with radon is you don't have to smoke for it to be a hazard. Out of those 21,000 deaths per year in the United States, about 2,900 of them are from people that have never smoked a day in their lives. So it can still, affect smokers and non-smokers alike. It's just the risk is about 10 times greater statistically if you smoke.
I know that your office in the past, in quite some time ago, we always, again, were able to access some of that grant money, make test kits available, things like that. And again, we did several programs. I know you worked with Kapil Arora on several different things, from Iowa State University Extension, trying to make people aware and get that information out. And when you got into the office, basically you got in there on the health and sanitation side.
Right. Yep. That's where I started as the code enforcement officer back in, 2006. And we've been trying to bring attention to radon ever since. And like I said, we had a lot of programs. We used to have a lot of grant money. We could make test kits available. Fortunately, even though the grant money has dried up, the cost of the test kits is relatively minor. It's $10, and that includes the mail fees and to get the results back. So it's really not a huge burden to get your home tested.
I know that some people say, well, where do I get my test kit? Do I have to go to a hardware store or something like that? You guys have them in the office. You have some?
Yes. Yep. We keep a stock in the office. And if we run out, we can get them usually in 4 or 5 days, and they're $10 even. And like I said, that includes the testing and the mailing to send it back in the mail.
I know we've had people that might have done a test maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. Each year, is it a test you should do each year? Is it, even if you've done some mitigation, or because is it, obviously soil change, Different things happen and change. So is it like every year? Because I know you said one neighbor at one time or one person could do a test and their neighbor could do it and they'd have two extremely different results.
Yes, absolutely. It goes just house by house by house, not by neighborhood or by street or anything. And so it's individual houses. Now, the EPA recommends that you do a test, even if you have done mitigation, every 2 years to just keep an eye on it and make sure, you know, things like weather and climate conditions, all of those things, the way you use your building, whether it's open or closed in the summertime, all of those things can affect radon in the home. So they suggest you do it, even if you've mitigated, once every 2 years.
Okay. So once every 2 years for that. And if you haven't done anything, say you did a test and you said, okay, I did pretty well on that test. You want to do it again next year.
Yeah, just to keep an eye on it. The EPA action limit is, they recommend very strongly that you fix your home if you find a limit of 4 picocuries per liter. In Boone County, our average is about 8.9 roughly. So we're more than double what the recommended action limits. But the EPA even suggests if you find levels that are over 2, that you still contemplate fixing your home. The level of 2 is really ambient air in some cases. So you can't eliminate it totally, but you can get it down where the risk is not consequential.
Okay. And again, I think we need to point out to people that once they do a test, it's not immediate. Once you do a test and you get it back, that's only the first step, isn't it?
Right. Yes. And depending on what levels you find, the EPA kind of has a protocol that they recommend that you follow up. If you're below 8, then they recommend that you retest to confirm it, just to make sure there's not been an anomaly in the exposure or something happened in the mail or whatever that case might be. So they recommend you retest it. If you get results back that are over 8, then they suggest if it's between 8 and like 10 or 12, then they suggest you do a longer term kit because seasonal changes do affect radon. And there are long-term kits as well that you can do through the heating season into the summer season and really get a better idea of the average there. But if it's really over 12, they suggest that you do a confirmatory test and take action immediately on that. Mm-hmm. And really, when you put some depth to the numbers, you know, everything is risk, of course, statistically. Yeah. As they look at this, the thing they can't say is at what level anybody would be susceptible to it. You know, it's just like smoking. We all know, I think, people who have smoked for years and years and years and have not had, you know, lung issues with that. We know people that have smoked for relatively short periods of time that have come down with lung cancer. Well, radon is the same sort of thing. You can't say at levels of 2 or 4 or 6 that it's going to be universally hazardous. So it's just, they recommend based on the statistics that you take action if you're over 4.
Mm-hmm. All right. I did some of the things that, again, we know you go through the testing process. Now, your office, if someone's doing testing, that's their personal information for their residents. They can share it with you if they want. And some would probably come in and say, what should I do next? I mean, that's what they're going to come in. And most people would say, what do I do next, Mike?
Yes. And we have that all the time. We do not get the test results back unless a homeowner gives them to us. And we don't keep them on file. So we don't get anything back from the testing. It's totally private between the tester and the laboratory. But we do have some publications available, the Consumer's Guide to Radon by the EPA. I also have some manuals that detail radon-resistant new construction for the builders and folks that are contemplating building a new home. Also have a guide that talks about testing for real estate sales. When you're contemplating selling your home, there's some recommendations that they make in a little different testing protocol for home sales. And more we're starting to see, buyers be interested in those results as well. And so we're seeing more and more testing being done for home sales. It's not required at all, But usually the banks and the buyers are more and more becoming mm-hmm. aware and wanting the test done.
I was going to say, and also, I was going to say commercial type, not really commercial, but things like schools, daycare, stuff like that. They do have requirements now for testing, I believe, right?
I
think they do.
I know there are different protocols. They've talked in Iowa about programs over the years about requiring testing in schools. I don't know off the top of my head if that ever got passed or not. Mm-hmm. I know we have done some voluntary testing in schools here in Boone County. This was quite a few years ago, but mm-hmm. we did do some voluntary testing there. And yeah, wherever you are, that's the key. Wherever you spend time during the day, that's where we want to test. So we would encourage folks that have a business or schools, all of that to test. And usually for the bigger buildings and things like that, we would suggest that they hire a testing professional to do that. There are test equipment that is not expendable. You know, it's a sure. it's a machine that they can actually bring in and put in the rooms and test it without having to use up anything. So they can get test results. Sometimes they do it with short-term test kits in different rooms. For the average homeowner, we suggest that they test the lowest level of their house. So anything that touches a ground, even if it's just a crawl space, we would not suggest that you test a crawl space, but the lowest level that's occupied in the home. So if you have a basement, we would suggest that you test there if you go down there at all. You know, just the way the wind blows against the house can affect the air circulation and affect radon levels being drawn in and circulated. The heating systems, you know, if you have forced air heating, tend to mix air, and radon just floats up through the ground and comes into our homes that are enclosed. So that's what they suggest.
Okay. I know, and you get building permits for construction going on in the county, but we've got a lot of building that's been going on and stuff. Now, I'm guessing some builders, and I don't individually go and ask them or anything, and I don't know if it's part of any of building requirements to put in install during construction a passive system.
Yeah, it's not required in Iowa, but we would very much encourage it. We, through the years, have worked with Habitat for Humanity. We've worked with some other contractors to give them information about it. The thing is, when you are installing a system in a new home that's being constructed, it is relatively inexpensive. I mean, just in several hundred dollars, you know, the cost of the pipe, really. And in new homes, they generally put passive systems that don't have any
fans or anything like that with it.
Yeah, any mechanical systems. So it's much easier, you know, when the walls are open and things, to route a pipe up through. It goes from the basement. You know, when they are dealing with new home construction, it's much easier to make sure that you seal all of the cracks and openings in the basement. You know, where, you know, it takes just a hole the size of your pinky finger to raise elevated radon levels in a home. So it's really easy for it to come in. And so there's methods that can be used by the contractors when it's being built to reduce that risk quite easily.
I know you also have some contractors locally that have taken the steps to become certified for doing systems to mitigate radon. And again, that would be up to individuals. How far do you want to go, and what contractor do you want to work with?
Right, right. It's, you know, we're very fortunate in Boone County to have several contractors, some right in our county and others, you know, surrounding Boone mm-hmm. County. So it's very easy to get folks to come up here and do work. So we have several contractors done quite a lot of work here in Boone County.
All right. Yeah, it's Radon Awareness Month. So the process for some people, most people, again, if they don't already know and or have done a test, just come by the office and secure a test. Again, simply $10. And the rules are all there, or not the rules, but really the guidelines, the things that do this, put it here, at basement level, lowest level, things like that. and then after so long, collect it, mail it in.
Yes. Yep. It's really simple to do. We can show you how to do it with a sample kit that we have, and it's really easy. It's most of the short-term test kits are between 2 and 7 day kits, so we would suggest people do it towards the end of the week, maybe on a Thursday or Friday, and let it run throughout the weekend, and then mail it out first thing in the morning on Monday or Tuesday, and then it's got the rest of the week to get to the lab in the mail, and then usually you have results back within a week or so.
Mm-hmm. And then you might want to sit down with somebody and talk about, okay, these are the results I got. What do I need to do? Or not necessarily sit down, but you could stop into the office again. That's one of those things where I got these high
results. We'd be happy to talk with folks about that. And like I said, we have some guides on Radon, Consumers Action Guide, and things like that that explain all of this. So, you know, before you make a rash decision, you can become informed on it. The EPA has a great website. It's epa.gov/radon. So it's a really comprehensive website. Their information is very easy. You can even download some of the guides electronically in PDF form. And so there's lots of information out there. The only thing I would caution folks, if you're searching on the internet, is to make sure you get a good, reputable site. The EPA is the premier site for information on that. University of Iowa, we have a world-renowned radon expert right here in Iowa, Dr. Bill Fields from the University of Iowa. And so there's lots of good information out there. However, I just would caution, there's everything on the internet. Some is good information, and some other sites, you know, with kind of the Rube Goldberg type things are not good at all. And if it's not done right, you can actually make radon levels worse in your home. So that's, we would just advise people to be cautious, get a licensed contractor. Contractors are licensed by the state of Iowa to do radon systems, and do it the right way.
Again, don't jump to conclusions. Definitely get the test done first before anything, and then and work from there. Just because you do a test doesn't mean you're going to have to do anything right away. It might be end of the year or even into next year before you might have to do something. Or you might want to be looking to go ahead very quickly, depending on that test result.
Yes, yes. And it just depends on the result. And like I said, we do have you know, guides that tell about the risk for that. And again, you know, we're talking, you know, statistically, these risk levels are, you know, over, you know, the statistics are, you know, they generally break it down to like 1,000 people, you know, with exposure over a lifetime. So it's not if you, you know, you have a level of 4 and you've lived there for 2 months that you're going to get lung cancer. Now, you certainly can, and we can't say what level people are sensitive to it at, but the statistics are based upon, you know, 1,000 people that either smoked over and were exposed over a lifetime. And they say, you know, just some sample levels here, at the radon action limit of 4, out of that 1,000 people, about 62 people could get lung cancer from that.
Well, you and I both know, we've said it before, if this was a green gas,
it's about 120 people out of that 1,000. So more than 10%. And that's, you know, quite relevant. It's amazing, really. And people know, I mean, you know, we've done some different programs with Mark Trueblood and things, and you know, this has hit very close to home. And you know, Mark has worked with us and been a great spokesman for our office on radon, and he attributes, you know, the loss of his wife to radon in his home. He found sadly too late that he had elevated levels. His wife never smoked. And it was a tragedy.
I was going to say, we both know, and I've said it before, you've said it before too, if it was a green gas, people would react a lot differently.
Yes.
So, I do appreciate you taking time getting us updated on what's going on. Again, if people ever have any questions, well, I don't know if they can get out in the weather, but stop by the office. You guys are always busy doing things like passports and stuff like that, but you're always available, or have somebody available that can start to give them some information about radon awareness. What's the whole process involved? It's, again, it's relatively easy. You do it as you see fit for your property. That's what it is.
Yeah. And the big thing, we just want people to be aware of what the risk is, give them the information so that they can make informed decisions and take action on, based on what they find.
Mike Salati, Boone County Planning and Development, Health and Sanitation. So phone number for the office, Mike?
Yep, it is 515-433-0506 is the health and sanitation number. I would just note this morning the courthouse is opening 2 hours late at 10 o'clock at this point. Today with the storm, things are scheduled a little bit different. But we're on the second floor of the courthouse in the Planning and Development Health and Sanitation Office.
If they have any questions, stop by when you have an opportunity. You don't have to do it today. You could do it later this month. The thing is, the reason we do January for radon awareness is this is the year, or this is the time of the year when most people have their houses shut up.
Yes.
And
yep.
That's not a bad time to do that testing if you need to. So.
Absolutely. Yep. It can be done any time of the year, but this is a great time to do it.
All righty, Mike Salati, County Planning Development, Health and Sanitation Director, our guest on the program today. Thanks so much for joining us, and you stay safe out there, okay?